tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Nikki. Try to take over the world.
Take out the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome back to Dirty Laundry with Pinky and that guy over there who we fondly know as...
With that guy over there. This Adonis of a man.
As I was about to say your name.
This...
The brain.
Pinnacle of humankind.
The brain.
The brain.
Pinky and the brain. So, you've heard of crocodile tears, right? Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Have you heard of white tears?
I have not. Do educate me.
Let me educate you, brain, dearest brain. Let me educate you and the listener. So, what white tears is basically a trend that is going on TikTok that obviously if it's on the
TikTok.
Show, it upset a couple of people.
Cringe
people
talk.
Are not cringe talk. What? How did you get to that? TikTok is supposed to be fun and playful.
The very rare gems are fun and playful.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just an old boomer.
On this platform, right, there's this new challenge that has started and died because obviously people were like hopping onto this trend, but then people got offended. So people had to like, you know, cancel culture. So people were like, we're not doing this anymore. We're canceling this. So what happens is you see a girl or a guy. So you see a person, right?
Okay.
And they are full on crying, and the music is dramatic.
So like the wailing.
They are wailing, like full on crying. Like you almost feel sorry for them, and you're probably thinking in your head, oh my goodness, they're going to tell a sob story or something. Okay. But no, then the beat drops. The music becomes like very different.
Yeah.
The beat drops, and then they like snap out of it. Like, and then they're no longer crying, and then they smile. They give you like this weird horror movie type of smile.
Cringy.
Right? And the whole thing is that they're basically practicing. So why people are annoyed is because they feel like a certain race, being white people, white girls specifically, are doing this as practice to be like, how can they do this in everyday situations? And how can they do this and basically be a Karen, if you want to call
quick
it.
Quick question. Where did this assumption like stem from? Like, was there one TikToker who was like, hey, the reason I'm doing this TikTok is I want to weaponize
this. There's no logic behind the hate ever. So what happened was there was like a good 3 black content creators that did it and maybe like 500 white TikTok girls that did it.
Yeah.
So that's where the whole thing came out. Obviously, the black community was like, oh, this is so offensive to us because back in 1955, there was that boy who was beaten and basically killed because a white woman pretended that
You know what's funny? You know what I just find funny about this a little bit? You know, like with cancel culture, how they like dig up a famous person's like tweets from like 10 years ago, 5 years ago. These people just went back a whole 100 years. They went back a good some centuries back.
They really
your
did.
Great ancestor.
Listen, if you're angry, you pull up any receipt you can find. Even if the receipt on, even if the ink on the receipt has faded off, if you are angry, you will find those receipts and you will use it and twist it.
Such unnecessary effort.
Look. In a sense, we could say it's unnecessary, but they touched. Like somebody stepped on their toes and now they are responding to the fact that, you know, white female TikTokers are stepping on their toes.
Sure.
Mm.
You know, I would kind of almost kind of a little bit get it if that was explicitly set to be the intention of this challenge. But they just went on and bam, they see this. Oh, this reminds me of something I read in history class or something. That's what you're trying to do. Cancel all of them.
The issue was that the purpose of this whole challenge was to see if they could use this newfound acting skill in everyday life.
Oh,
so you basically crocodile crying.
Crocodile tears, yeah.
Pretty much, but then to manipulate a situation. So I think that was the root of the anger. But then because we live in a society where everything is political, everything is about race, it then became a thing of, oh look, the white girls are doing it. You know, because if the black girls were doing it, or if the Indian girls or the Asian girls were doing it, would we have so much of a problem?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question and case study over there. Because, okay, if the intention of this was pretty much to then manipulate, then there should be more of a pushback from like the wider array of the
who
TikTok
is the
community.
Wider array?
Like everybody. Nobody wants to be manipulated.
Everybody's pushing back, except for the people that are doing the trend.
What for me that just doesn't sit with me well is how a specific demographic or ethnicity has like just claimed this. Like, you know, we are the spearhead.
Yeah,
going against this manipulation thing, you know, it's the white girls are doing something that was done by a very old white lady back in the day against black people, and like how do we get there? If it's just about these people want to manipulate people, it's like, hey, don't be manipulating people. What's wrong with you? The fact that it got to a race card is...
See, the thing is, they don't believe that it's just to manipulate people in general. It's almost like to manipulate black people.
Damn.
They feel attacked by this because it's so close to home for them.
They weren't even alive.
That's not the point.
You know,
like, people have gotten so frustrated about this that somebody literally said that white female tears TikTok thing is just white women telling on themselves. White female tears have gotten countless black people murdered, and they're just telling on themselves, thinking that it's a fun trend. Like, no, Ashley, you're showing how white women are natural manipulators.
This person is just angry.
Dude.
Very angry.
Bet you she or he, whoever tweeted this, was probably like waiting for a situation, because it's
a lot of pent up anger.
And the fact that she or he said no, Ashley, they probably know Ashley.
You know what I think happened? This lovely lady over here, I'm guessing it's a lady.
Why is it a lady? Why can't it be a guy?
I'm guessing this.
Okay, but we can't put titles on people anymore.
This lovely person over here may have been in a relationship.
Ooh, and, plot
Ashley
thickens.
Came along.
The plot thickens.
And Ashley came along. And
Ashley
like,
cried.
Cried. First said, I'm going to turn your bae into mine. Started crying. You get what I'm saying?
So this person lost their bae.
Was like, oh, Ashley, I like the way Ashley cried. She's cute. Left this person and went on. And I guess probably Ashley also happened to be white in this case. Hence why we're always getting back to this, you know, back to that label. Yeah, I think that's what happened here. There's a love triangle.
There was a love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole reason that everybody
person
is
just
up
mad
in arms
at a specific Ashley, and that's so an opportunity.
Okay, so Ashley, if you were listening to this, we would really just like to request that you return the bae to the rightful person, so that there isn't this bad blood between people on the internet.
Oh,
if you
God.
Would be so kind as to do that for us,
please.
For the greater good.
That would be great.
It's voting time, Besten. White tears. Okay, we're going to vote in two ways, right? First of all, do you think that it's justified to say that this is a bad trend?
You know, I feel that all of these trends are always bad.
So you know, there are some like
falls into a bad trend, like into the bucket same time. All of them are bad.
But
equally.
You know, there's like nice trends.
Okay, name one.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
The freeze challenge. The one where you had to like pause and then somebody would move around.
Yeah,
and
that got old really fast.
Oh my goodness. Okay, there's like
dance fun for
challenges that come up now and then, you know.
I guess. Okay, I guess it's a bad trend. And the next one? Say two
so
ways.
So I'm not going to put my two cents in.
Why? Oh.
What
oh.
do you mean, why? What do you even mean, why?
As the
you
brain,
know, if
you know,
I was
I
a feminist.
The entire body. Oh. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
I represent the entirety of the body, you get okay. what I'm saying, as the brain. Right. So I would do you the favor, you know. And,
okay, great. So moving right along. Okay, so now the second thing is the hate behind this trend, because it's very, there's a tone. You can actually pick up the tone behind like people's anger. Yeah. Is that justified?
I would say no as well.
Okay? I would say yes.
Hmm.
Because I'm not saying that attacking race is okay, but their anger does come from somewhere, you know, because it's not like this is made up stuff, because back in the day the cotton pickers, you know, were abused because of things like this,
you know. In that case, a lot of it's just manipulation at its core, and manipulation has hurt a lot of people.
Exactly. So that's why the anger is justified, because these people have been affected by this.
You see, I agree with that as a generic kind of thing, but now they're only attributing this to a specific race versus a specific race.
Okay, but in this example and in this challenge, it is towards a specific race. Get what I'm saying? Because it's a bunch of white chicks.
I think because mostly white chicks are doing it, we don't need to then say that they are specifically doing it against a specific race.
True. Yeah. But I'm not saying, I'm not even talking now from the side of the white TikTokers who've done that. I'm talking about the black people who are feeling touched. I say that their anger is justified, not towards the white TikTokers, but just the fact that they do have family members way back when, even though this didn't happen in their time, they still were affected. And I mean, very often they still get reminded about this type of stuff.
I guess in that sense, if you personalize the issue to like specific individuals.
Yeah.
Those
like,
very
you know,
specific
Ashley
individuals,
who stole somebody's bae.
In that sense, in a two-parter, I guess, but... Yeah, I guess in that way. I just think the challenge is just stupid and dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So in general, it's
just like
bad.
Most challenges, they're made for entertainment. And sometimes we get that very wrong and we step on people's toes. And if ever you do find yourself in a place where you've created it, you've hopped on a challenge that is offensive, delete it. I don't know what else to say to you. Just rather not. Like, keep yourself out of that. Especially if you, before hopping onto a challenge, just like, think about it. Think about it. For a good 2 seconds at least. Don't just hop onto a trend just because you see it all over. You know, you might be that one person.
You want to be popular, you know. You want to ride.
Why do you want to be popular?
Because you get the fake internet points and you get affirmation because your self-esteem is so low.
Okay, you know what? If you ever want affirmation, I will give it to you. Just hit me up. Like, you can legit find Active FM on every single one of the social media platforms. We're literally on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. What's that other one? Twitter, the bird one. Yeah. Definitely just go to Active FM 777 and just be like, I need affirmation. And Pinky said she gives out affirmation. And the brain will back me.
Got
he
you.
Will give you affirmation. If you need it, we are here. That is it from us for today. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.